welcome along to the hashtag exclusive content for Oak Report. Woo!
Yeah!
Christmas coming early.
Christmas has come early, but Stephen is coming late. So we're recording this bit without him. So, you know, it fills a bit of time because we'd have to talk to each other on a non-professional level otherwise. And, you know, it's not very pleasant. So we're just going to do this, which is a delightful question of the week. And we had a prize this week, courtesy of Dave Wright caricatures.
Do we know which caricatures are on?
Those are a variety. The if you calendar. Go on his website and follow him on Twitter, DW Caricatures, you'll be able to see the delights that he's put into his calendar. They are really good. And he's kindly done, he got in touch with us and said, oh, if you want to give some away for the crack, then, you know, be my guest. So very kind of Dave. And it's a delightful prize. And the question, which was, I'll try to make it Christmassy, you know, because it's Christmas and that. yeah, so the question was basically, what would your ideal Sunderland Christmas be? Is Defoe around the table? A Big Vic's Roasties recipe a winner? Who knows?
Who do you think would be the who do you think would make the best Christmas dinner in the Sunderland side? I could see John O'Shea.
Maybe that should have been the question. Probably a better question. Less hard.
Well, keep that for next year.
Yeah, keep that one for next year. Who would make the best Christmas dinner in the Sunderland squad?
Yeah, I could see O'Shea being like, he does like the special occasion dinners in his house. He doesn't do like day to day, but he does
but
like
he does the dinner, big dinners. Yeah. Sunday dinner.
Or like Saturday night after a win. Like,
no, it's he gets, not
he gets
too
a, he's got a daft apron on as well.
Do you reckon he's like got the like cap? Captain's armband, like for
yeah,
the kitchen.
Yeah, that's it.
Like with a chef's hat on.
And Chef.
The Captain Chef, and he would. Saturday night, I'm not sure, because unless he like nips like the Sainsbury's or whatever on.
No, he does it on a Friday.
He does the shop on the Friday after training.
Big shop on a Friday.
Knows what
he doesn't
getting.
Do
he
the
won't
big
do the big shop.
Shop,
he does the ingredients for his Saturday.
Oh, right, that's a special
he goes to
one.
Waitrose. That's where he goes. No, he's think, earning.
But you know what? You can't really pop in on the way back if you live. I don't know where he lives. He probably lives in Newcastle, doesn't he? Because that's the old.
Well, Jermaine Defoe was spotted in
Waitrose. He loves it. I saw Fraser Campbell in Marks and Spencer's once.
I don't think I've ever seen a footballer in a suit, Marcus.
And I saw Phil Bardsley in the Co-op at Horton once. Very rude he was to the person behind the counter.
Oh, that's a shame.
It was just before he left, actually. He's
probably why.
He was like, is anybody serving? He was at the hot chicken counter and wanted to get himself some wedges. So,
but yeah, professional that's a footballer true, problems, hasn't it? And there's nobody behind the counter at the hot chicken.
I tell you what, it was a nightmare getting served in there. No wonder it's now a little. You know, I prefer a little anyway, I'm sure.
I like a little.
What's the question of the week? Which is
what's
John
your favourite supermarket?
which player shops at which supermarket? anyway, we should probably do the actual answers to the question that we asked because we're about 19 minutes into this. Yeah, so I'll read them in no particular order. At Beggarsafk says, Seb Larson hitting me in the face with a brick. I mean, that's right. Interesting.
We're getting some deep-rooted issues there, like from Becker, I think.
Let's hope we never get invited to that Christmas party. Yeah. That's the entertainment.
Jake Collinson at jcollinson91 says, Pappy and Cornet serve a spit-roasted pork loin for all to have with their meal. Sounds. Is that an addition to the turkey, a replacement?
I think like alongside.
Alongside.
Yeah.
I don't do turkey, like, I hate it.
Yeah, like it is be. I don't think we've had turkey for the last few years.
Turkey's
now.
A disgrace, in my opinion.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah, Matthew Keeling, M_Keeling, says, it all ends in tears. A Don Loves attempt to defrost a turkey in the microwave spectacularly backfires. Oh, poor Donald after Saturday.
He was really good on Saturday.
Yeah, he was brilliant. And I've slagged him up before and everything. Mark Trigg says, our Ellis won't be giving presents this year. He sank 500 bar into one of the voucher schemes that went down the pan.
Very good.
I'd love a reunion with the Trinity of De Silva Angelaria in Riveros. Three kings from a faraway land. It's quite good. Nice. That was Adam Seeger. I don't know if I said that. Chris Dixon, double train, and then Buster Manu, all in fancy dress. Callum at Caltimore. If you like, Katz would like to see how many bottles of rum he has on his Christmas pudding. Thing is, though, you light the alcohol on the pudding, and the alcohol burns off. And I thought you put brandy on a Christmas pudding as well.
Yeah, I can't see the Catmull drinking rum either.
He'd probably put like Blue Wicked on, wouldn't he?
Yeah, get some hooch. That's what he had.
Hooch, not enough alcohol content in there, though.
A bit of frosties on it. I don't mean the breakfast cereal.
Lauren says, naturally, Larson, Kirchhoff and O'Shea, the Dreamboats. No Barini in there, though.
O'Shea, too.
I know. Well, he's good in the kitchen, isn't he?
Well, yeah, right, obviously.
You know, she likes a man who cooks. It's a bit of a dark one, I guess. Max Hannigan says, a truth drug for Short, Bain and Moyes, as I don't believe the spin this week for a minute. Oh, and 5 or 6 points. I don't know what they've spun.
I was going to say, what have they spun?
Yeah,
everything's good.
Really
bad.
It's the worst way of spinning anything.
Yeah, no, it isn't it?
Here's something that's really bad, and we're going to tell you that it's really bad. That's a spin.
Never mind. Blood Monkey says, unwrapping the presents with Ellis and Iniesta is one of them. Short winks and says, we'll be fine, whilst Moyles smiles on. Moyles?
Chris Moyles.
Chris Moyles is round. But yeah, Moyes smiles on. And that's the answers for the question of the week. Who's won the calendar? Couple of contenders in there, I think. I would say Mark Triggs got a big laugh with his voucher scheme.
Yeah, the voucher scheme was really good. The one after that was really good as well,
because it was the three kings from a faraway land.
Yeah, that was clever, but the other one was funny.
Clever. Do we like clever or funny?
We don't like clever around
here. We don't like clever. We can tell by us like you don't like clever around here.
Shall we declare Mark Triggs a winner?
Yeah.
No, I think so.
I agree. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do, since it's Christmas. I'm going to do something. I've made an executive decision here. But so first, you've got to listen anyway to win. So
well, yeah, neither
so
might
Mark,
listen.
You've won the calendar, but Adam Seeger, who gives us three kings from a faraway land, as three wise men ourselves, I would like to extend to you two tickets to the live podcast. How about that? As a prize,
of £10 combined.
It is, isn't that? It's quite good, isn't it?
Without booking fee.
So, Adam, you've won as a consolation prize. I think it's a better prize, to be honest.
It is.
You know, it's a night with me. So, Adam Seeker, you've won a couple of tickets to the live show as well. How about that? So, Mark, you've won the calendar. So, once you've listened to this on Roka Report and enjoyed the hashtag exclusive content, get in touch and on Twitter and we'll sort you out. But, yes, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to buy tickets for the live show, they're still on sale via wisemensay.com.
And you can buy the calendar, and then write on your calendar.
Yeah. And you can buy, absolutely, excellent, Rory, brilliant.
We're going to the Wise Men Say live show.
Synergy, excellent. Yes, well, thank you very much for joining us again for the Wise Men Say hashtag exclusive content on Roka Report, and you will be able to hear us in the new year, because we won't be back before then, because we're going to be
Christmas
working our way through the meat, a meat a day, except for turkey. Turkey is being chastised in my family and will not be present at Christmas.
Yeah, totally agree.
Rightly so. But you're having turkey, aren't you, Gary?
To be fair, it'll be there, but I don't think I'll be partying. I think gammon for me.
Gammon for me. And what a way to end the segment. Gammon for
and
me.
The,
Gammon for me. Thanks for listening.